I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unexpected freezing weather in Texas last week led to an overload of the electrical grid. Millions lost power for days, and roads were closed due to ice and snow. Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries lives in a highly affected area.
The first day, we would have maybe 30 seconds or 1 minute of electricity, and then you would have hours without it. And of course, the ice and the snow came in, so they closed many of the road systems down. Our side of town, everything was closed. Nothing was open. No grocery stores, no gas stations, no anything. So you were basically stuck in your house with no electricity, no heat.
Tippett says this storm should be a reminder of dependence on God and the need for revival. Pray that Christians would reflect Christ's love in the midst of this disaster. And E3 Partners has turned to virtual mission trips ever since COVID-19 limited international travel. But now, the ministry's resumed sending teams overseas. As they minister, they virtually connect with a team back in the U.S. E3 Partners calls this system One Team, Two Locations. Recently, they partnered with Christians in Belgium. Jeremy Dorton, executive director of E3 Canada, says the trip brought together people from all over the globe, enabling them to walk and pray together during the ministry. They used Google Street View to see where their partners were working.
We might put in two or three navigation points and expose the people to live experiences. Here's a town square where the refugees gather and some bad things go down in this area. Let's pray against spiritual strongholds.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.